boss man show from the show, Greg Gary, the Mercer Barons out in Macon, Georgia, getting it done down there, working his nice Macon Mercer polo there. I like it, Coach. This quarter zip is getting cold, Coach. So I need me one too, brother. Extra large, but I need one to wear, man. I'm around the house, man.
All right. I just put that down. XL. All right.
I'm gonna send you the address, everything, Coach. We can get that taken care of, man.
We can do that. Everybody down south now, when it gets to 60 degrees, they think that's cold.
Count me in that number, Coach. Count me, Coach. Hey, look, I like it to be 90 and higher all the time.
I got you. That's one thing I like about the south now. You don't have to worry about back up the north. It's, you got to wear the hats. You got to wear the parkas. You got to wear all that stuff.
Yes. Thank God for that. And you know, Coach, you know, when it snows here, we're screwed. So you know me, that last storm we had like in 14 or whatever it was, I was in the house for a whole week, man.
Wow.
I didn't come out of the house for a week. So I can't drive in snow. I had my experience in 2006 in Nashville. I had a nice tricked out ride, Cadillac with rims, tinted windows, going to get some barbecue at Famous Dave's.
When it was snowing.
Yes, I wrecked my rig, man. Wow. Trying to impress a girl.
Hey,
I'll get us some barbecue. I can make it. Sure.
A lot of us have made that mistake. You're not the only one.
Yes, indeed. But Coach, your practice is almost a month here, man. For real, getting ready for November the 9th coming up here. Tell me about how it's been going for you guys, man, as you prepare for this run up here, man.
Yeah, we got a couple really good pieces, not a couple, a few good pieces back from a team that, you know, we got to the championship game of the SoCon last year, didn't quite finish it. UNCG was a great team, and West does a good job. They had the player of the year, and Isaiah Miller, who's I'm glad moved on. But we've added a couple more too that really, I like this team a lot. The team chemistry has been really good. In a month I can count on one hand how many bad practices we've had, which is good. I mean, which is a good sign. Our leadership has been very, very good. Cause you know that, I mean, as much as coaches, we want to, you know, get on and lead and yell and scream and coach them hard, you still need your guys on the team to be able to have a couple dudes that where I don't have to do it. And so we've had that this preseason, which is a good sign.
Yeah, having a player-led culture is one of a kind, because when it's always you doing it, it's not the same impact. When you're in the locker room, you guys hold each other accountable. Like, come on, bro, let's go, man. Let's get together, man. Hey, play harder, you know. So having that player-led culture, that player-led policing, man, it's one of a kind.
Yeah, because they get tired of hearing me all the time.
Yeah, I can believe it, man. I know how I played. I didn't want to hear from Coach all the time either. Hey, we'd rather hear from somebody, one of my peers for sure.
Right.
And also having a summer this year, Coach, to actually be together, build that camaraderie and chemistry, because last year it was just pretty much, hey, we get to figure it out as we go. But this year, having a true spring and a true summer to get ready for this year, that's make you feel good knowing your guys are really ready this year, rather than throwing it together, playing, and you know, open, doing it as you play, rather than actually a true run-up to get to where you want to be at.
Yeah, last summer, there was just so many uncertainties. It was like everybody was walking on pins and needles, just kind of waiting for something bad to happen, you know what I mean, or difficult to happen. And so we didn't get a chance to, you know, do what you said as far as spend a lot of time together in the summer. And that's where you get better, you get stronger. You can also build chemistry that way, because now everybody's here and everybody's working out together. So that was definitely a key, for us. And I think helped our development of a lot of guys that, that's part of development. You got to be able to work out in the summer. You got to be able to help each other. And so that's everybody's in the same boat. So I think you're going to see a lot of good basketball this year because one, a few more guys are sticking around using that COVID year. So everybody's a little bit older, more experienced. And now on top of, you're actually able to get in some practices, some workouts, some development stuff during the summer. It's been huge for everybody.
And you got 18 wins in the COVID year. of all the hardest years ever to get 18 wins. last year.
Yeah,
was
I didn't. I didn't. I mean, you. We obviously did everything we could to try to. You know, our university and our AD and president did a great job of, you know, being able to end up playing 28, 29 games, which was pretty darn good considering what everybody, you know, went through. So, yeah, we're looking forward to getting it going again and kind of figuring out where we, you know, each team's different, even though we got some familiar faces coming back. You still need to go through it as a new team. And go through it, I mean, you know, playing experience and being in difficult, adverse situations just to see how everybody's going to react.
You kind of mentioned that, Coach, a little bit about the administration, how they supported you, man, because that's so key to winning. Because I feel like you win championships with administrations, because administrations give you the resources and support that you need to be successful. And having your back as a coach and having that symmetry from top down, man, it's so important. I feel like Mercer's doing a good job, but they're with you, the football staff as well, how what you're all doing. So I feel like, hey, your administration really trying to take care of the sports, make sure you all are well down there. What's that Mercer University Avenue down there, man?
Yeah, and it's, you know, Mercer's a great school academically. I mean, we got so much to sell. I mean, the athletic department, you know, from our women's basketball to women's lacrosse to football is getting it going. Baseball always has it going. Volleyball, you know, had a really good women's volleyball, had a good year last year. You know, men's soccer. I mean, you can go down the list. Everybody's competing at a high level, you know, at our university. And that goes to our president and our athletic director. You know, because you can do both. You can have a great academic school and still have great athletics.
No doubt. And I looked at your roster, man. You got a lot of guys from Georgia on that roster. I like the Georgia flavor on the roster, man. And tell me how important it is to make sure you get guys from all over the state to come to Mercer, because Mercer's right in the middle of the state. You know, yeah, either way you go, you can come right there and can have fun at Macon, get your degree, and get coached well, and hopefully play professionally somewhere, whether that be in the NBA at G League, but overseas somewhere as well.
Right, absolutely. And that's, I think, key is taking care of your home turf. You know, and we do have some guys outside of the area, but that's okay. But I think it's important to get the right people and the right kids because you can get people, parents and moms and dads, aunts, uncles, coaches, they all want to see their kids play. So I think it really helps trying to get within a 4 or 5 hour radius of kids so that it just builds, you know, builds a good culture, but also you want your home team to win. So I think it's important for fans out there to look on the court and see, you know, people that they're familiar with and they can get behind and pull for.
Is there, because I know like a lot of guys say, hey, my boy plays here, Mercer, I'm going to see him play. Because I know that guy, with high school, that guy. And I know, like you said, for me, Coach, I got recruited. I want to be near Atlanta wherever I went. And going to Tennessee State, I was 3.5 hours from home.
Right.
If I want to come home on the weekend after a game or something, or just come home, I can go out and out 24 and be home 3.5 hours. So, like you said, it's very important to have guys in that local flavor. And guys, we can come home, parents come see them play. My mom and dad come see me play. It's right up. There you go. So, like you said, it's so important. That community piece, that locality piece is so important as well. And sometimes it gets missed by fans as well.
Right.
And Coach, also, man, as we talk about recruiting, with the new portal, man, so do you leave spots open for case guys want to come back home who maybe play on a level two higher than they should have went to, and say want to come back home to Georgia? Do you leave a space open for those guys as well now, this new portal we have, we can get them to play right away now with this waiver they have?
Yeah, I think it's tricky. I don't know what tricky. You just got it. Like, we've already got some commitments from high school kids. I still want to recruit really good high school players, you know, because I still want – I think development's important. I think just being able to build, you know, with freshmen on up to when they're juniors and seniors still matters. But I think I can't be naive to the fact that there might be some really good fits out there, like you said, that are coming back, that want to come back to home. So we you know, we'll do both. We'll try to get some high school, you know, guys, but also, you know, just be on the alert and maybe have a couple scholarships, like you said, you know, for the late signing period, just because of that reason, because it will happen. It's reality. And there's not a lot you can do about it. You got to embrace it.
Most definitely. I feel like you got to do a little bit of both, because having guys in that pipeline to develop them, because in SoCon, of course, as you know, the older you are, the better. So having them in your program for 2-3 years, you get able to develop and grow, get the bodies together, they're learning your calls, can pretty much give your speeches for you. It's running the game themselves. It has to be something you want to have. So I feel like you got to do both. So we do that 1 year rental, like a grad agency, almost a grad transfer, 1 year rentals. Y'all keep on trying to build that coach over and over again. So sustainability to me is very key in college basketball, especially at your level in your conference.
Yeah, you hit it on the nose. And mid majors, if you look, you know, you're not getting the McDonald's All Americans, you know, so you've got to build things. And if you look at a lot of the upsets, a lot of the success for mid-major programs, they're all older. They've been together. So I don't think that recipe changes. You know, you just got to be careful of getting too many guys, you know, that are transferring in where it's somewhat like freshmen, just because, you know, you've got to be able to talk and pick up things pretty quickly. So yeah, we're gonna try to do a combination of both.
No doubt. And coach, I look at your schedule, man. You have a nice Cancun talent I saw, man. How's it fun to take you guys down to Mexico and Cancun and play those schools down there, man, and get them experience, man.
Yeah, our schedule's really good. It's I wanted to challenge ourselves. We start out with the Arkansas on the road, Winthrop on the road, and then we'll head to Cancun or St. Louis on the road, then we'll go to Cancun. You know, we've got Georgia State. Rob does an awesome job. I love playing those guys. They're a tremendous team. You have to play your best to give yourselves a chance to win. Georgia Southern, Brian's doing a great job down there. Like, they're tough. He's got a good team. Kennesaw State, Amir. Like, I love playing because he's getting it going and doing it the right way. Florida Gulf Coast, we're on the road with them. We play Troy. So the schedule is really, really good, in my opinion, you know, with some great road tests. And you know, when you talk about the conference, last year it was rated number 9 and number 10 in the country. The 10 out of 32 conferences, the SoCon, depending on what the RPI or the net, it was 9 and 10, which is great for our conference. You know, because you're right there with the A-10, you know, so people don't realize how good a conference, the Southern Conference is, you know, with their coaching and the players that are high quality.
And I feel that, like you said, coach, people don't realize how, like you said, how good it is, because yeah, it's not a sexy name, SoCon, but
right,
out of those schools in that conference, it's no easy nights. I don't care if the military schools or wherever right, you are. It's hard.
Yeah, and
you earn that win that night.
No, you do. You do. And that's where, you know, going to play a tough non-conference schedule, I think, will benefit us, you know, as we get into conference play.
And coach, you kind of mentioned, talk about the connection you guys have from Georgia with Brian Berg, Tom Crane, Amir, Josh Pazner, and Rob Lanier. I feel like you guys are very cool with each other. Like, you compete hard, but you all have each other's backs when you're not competing against each other. So talk about the connection you all have and how that having that state love amongst all you all is good for everybody involved.
Yeah, I think that's the way it should be. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, we want to beat each other and we want to compete, and you know, but at the same time, you can still have fun and be, you know, be normal. Like, I don't get some of that stuff where, like, I enjoy talking to them. I enjoy learning from them, you know, bouncing things off of them, you know, because we all go through different things. And the way you deal with it is through experience and, you know, trying to talk to as many coaches that have gone through certain things, you know, and how they handled them is part of it. So why wouldn't I, and they're all really good coaches, so why wouldn't I have a relationship with them? And I think that's important. But yeah, we want to beat each other, there's no doubt about it.
No doubt. Got to the bottom of the air, coach, you know, you are a Pittsburgh fan. So Mike Tomlin yesterday, coach, was very funny yesterday when he went off about that. Like, why would he leave a job with that devil's job security, you know?
Yeah, he's the best, man. I love him. I mean, shoot, I would Man, I've never met him, but golly, he'd be a pretty cool dude just to sit down and talk to, because he seems like just one of us, just one of the regular dudes.
He is.
You know what I mean? And just very simple, but very holds guys accountable, holds them to a high standard, and that's the way it should be. But that was – you don't mess with him. I know that. I doubt if he's ever going to get asked that question again.
Yeah. See, like, I loved it, man, because Mike Tomlin's so cool, and he has a way about him. Like, you know, he's just that dude. And, you know, Pittsburgh Steelers always been good. Like, and like, for them, it's like, if they don't win a championship, it's a bad year.
Correct.
You know? Correct. So, and to never have a losing season after all of years been there, that talks about how he is as a coach and as a leader for all the different players he had to coach over the years.
Yeah, it's just expectations and how it's been done, just tradition, and you know that's what's important. And they're always successful. They might have a hiccup every now and then, you know, which they do, but every team does. But they always seem to find a way to get back where they need to. I just want to, man. I hope Big Ben can have a finish strong here.
Yeah, I'm kind of torn, because I told you out there my man plays on the Ravens, and I love Steelers as well, because I like Mike Tomlin and those guys, and I like the defense. I love those blitzes. I love seeing them, because been offense, I play receiver, coach, so seeing them on defense, I can kind of tell what they're doing. I'm like, uh-oh, this is a double A-gap, double dog blitz coming, because I can kind of see what happens. I'm like, yep, it's coming. Come watch them do the TN stuff. I love watching the defense, because Butler does a good job on their defense of calling blitzes, making disguising it. I'm like, I love it, coach. Like, I play receivers. I'm like, yeah. Because I watch the game, because I'm kind of looking at a zone play, a zone. I can see what happens. They're like, wait, how'd you know that? I played football, so I can tell
you
before it happens. I can tell what's going to happen before it happens. Like, but it's just, I love what they're doing. Defense is so fun to watch, the blitzes, packages, the skies and the coverages, the bringing the corner blitz off the edge. I love that stuff, man. That Butler does for those guys, man.
I enjoy watching it too, to be honest. I'm not in depth like you are, but I enjoy watching.
I got to make a point to come out there and watch a game with you, coach. I have your mind blown. You'll teach me about basketball. After the football, please. I got you, man.
Oh, I watch Monday Night Football if I can on with Eli and Peyton, and they're saying stuff in there that I don't understand either. So it's always, hey, the more education I get on football, the better.
I get a quick story, coach. If I said your name like Gary, like W, or run to the right, or slide your line to the right.
Gotcha.
If I said Larry or something with an L, it means go left.
Gotcha.
Or something like it with M. So if I said Mercer, that means stay or middle.
Gotcha.
That's if you hear a coach record that going like Larry or Ringo or something like that, gotcha, hear an R word is going to the right.
All right. Learn something today.
If
I like
left,
it.
You see like Larry or Lonnie or something like that, means left. Or you see something like an M or middle, or stay is new and stay, or C or something like that, it means we gonna stay where we are. Or opposite, or O is opposite, or Omaha opposite.
Right,
gotcha. No, that's kind of, so as we watching the game, it's kind of, you hear a R or L or O or M, you kind of know what's going to be there. So,
all right.
Thank you so much, coach, for your time. I didn't mean to coach you up on football today, but
it's all good, man. It's all good. I appreciate you. I really do. You do a great job, and appreciate you having me on, and look forward to this season. Come on down and make sure you send me your address.
I'll shoot you, coach.
We'll get you XL. Half zip, whatever, polo, whatever you want. All right.
I appreciate it, coach. I'm seeing to you. All right. You have to show. I'm seeing to you, brother.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, coach. You be safe, man.
You too.
All right.